Okay, welcome to the pre-show for today, the 28th. And I'm drinking water like a motherfucker here. And the reason for that is I'm going to be on stage tonight. And I can't lose my throat, you know. They say in voice work, you need to hydrate 24 hours before. In other words, it takes about, is it 24 hours or 12 hours? I forget. It's a number of hours, probably let's say 12 to 24, to hydrate the vocal cords. You can't just sit there, let me drink a glass of water now and I'm fine. No, that ain't going to do it, man. You have to drink that fucking water hours before you go into the studio and start using your voice. So like right now, it's the evening of the 27th and I'm on the stage in less than 24 hours, 20 hours, something like that. I'm drinking water, bro. Drinking that fucking water, man. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeedy, daddy. So anyway, we had a great rehearsal today. Two shows coming up tonight, one tomorrow. And then that's that, you know. And we'll reassess and see what else we want to do, see where else we want to do things, what more we can do. We've had interest from Miami. We've had interest from, now when I say interest, I'm not talking about all kinds of people clamoring. I'm saying cats that know clubs or know theaters where we could do. Miami's a good market for us, obviously, because we were in Miami for many years. let me see here, man. Excuse me. There's other venues in Los Angeles besides Theater West. Fringe. There's a bunch of places. So then you don't just figure out, well, okay, how do I want to keep doing this? Do I want to write a play and cast other actors and actually do it that way? I pretty much determined that stand-up is not my thing. It never really was. It wasn't anything that really interested me, and I'm not putting it down. I think people who do stand-up are amazing. It's an amazing skill. I'm just saying that it was never anything that I wanted to do. doing improvisational theater is fun, but I don't know about doing it with, traditional improv actors. Excuse me, I'm yawning. Anyway, that's where my mind is right now. So we're going to do our login, motherfucker. Let's go. We're going to do an encore show for tomorrow, and then I got to put some shows together for the weekend because I'm going to be in Los Angeles basically for two nights. And you think, well, don't you live in the L.A. area, Phil? Yes, I do. What do you mean you got to? Because the distances in this motherfucking town, it's easier and probably smarter. Even if I lived in Pasadena, let's say I was just going about 15 miles to get into L.A., I would probably still spend the night. Because, you know, after the show, if you have a couple of pops, it ain't like it used to be, man. You have got to watch your motherfucking ass when it comes to drinking and driving. And if you, after the show, you have a few pops with friends, with listeners or whatever, Jack, you cannot get in a car anymore and just motor. There was a time, Jesus, I can remember driving just fucking hammered, man. I'm talking about, you know, my younger years in my 20s and 30s, driving like a, what the fuck was I thinking, man? If I'd been pulled over, I would have been fucked. I'm not saying I was a good driver when it came to drinking and driving. I just got lucky. One night, and this was recently, this was in the last, I say recently, the last 5 years, well, actually the last 10 years, I had had, we had gone to a party in Hollywood. It was back when I was dating Lauren. You guys remember Lauren? And we had a few drinks. Now, she lived in Hollywood. She was real close. But I had to get in the car and drive out to the beach. Well, I had a few pops. Then I stopped drinking. Then I got in the car, and on my way I went. Well, I don't think I've seen one since, but this was back when they used to do a sobriety checkpoint on Victoria out here in Ventura County. And I'll be a motherfucker if I didn't run into one. I ran right into, Dr. Elcott dives into his ETNS cannon. This ought to be good. Dr. Elcott delves into the ETNS cannon. What does comfortable in a garbage can mean? What is flotation? Did Huebner Alcott really found ETNS after making
what?
An apple fritter. Okay. Sure enough, I get caught at the sobriety checkpoint. Well, I had the alcohol had worn off enough, but I didn't have my driver's license was expired. And there were these little police explorer type motherfuckers. I don't know who these guys are. They're just the junior police. And they were like checking windshields, as you drove through, as if to say, check this guy. I had the window rolled down, but I wasn't smoking weed. And maybe that's what got them alerted. Well, you rolled the window down. You probably was smoking marijuana. I just had the window rolled down. So when I got up to the cop, I go, "How you doing this evening?" "Good, sir." I said, "My driver's license is expired. I'm going to just have to tell you that." He goes, "That's all right. We're not looking for that." And I went. That was it. Got through. Nobody sobriety checked my ass. Nobody gave me a sobriety, nobody got me out of the car and walked me along and had me recite letters or whatever the fuck. And that's the last time I got close to anything even approaching a bad scene, man, when it came to that. But I will tell you that I don't do that shit no more. Nobody should, really, unless you just begging for it. Although I don't really know anymore, because I don't see a lot of cops out there anymore. Now, I don't know whether that's a post-pandemic thing. It may be different in your town, in your state. Here in California, fucking cops are gone, man. No cops. Now, I say that having seen two CHPs. Yeah, I saw two CHPs that had pulled a guy over tonight. But still, it just seems like there's not a lot of cops out there. And I don't know how I feel about that. I think traffic enforcement's really important. Obviously, there's a lot of motherfuckers. People don't know how to drive. Nobody's learned how to drive any better than they did know how to drive 20 years ago. So, yes, I think traffic enforcement is very important. I think the rest of what cops do, you have to rate on a scale of, 1 to 10. Is it, how important is catching murderers? Yes. Catching thieves? Yes. Stopping violence? Yes. Traffic enforcement? Yes. Running out and tracking down illegals and this kind of shit? You can stick that and shove it in your ass as far as I'm concerned, man. That is just like, when you look at the statistics, yeah, I know they don't want to have illegal people. I get that already. God all fucking mighty. But if you look at the statistics in terms of who's committing the fucking crime, it ain't illegal immigrants. Now, you can either believe that or not, but that's a fact. So don't give me this shit about, well, it's a crime. It's a, public safety. Fuck you. Every time a murder is committed by an illegal alien, they make it seem as if every goddamn murder ever committed was committed by that, by illegal aliens. It's a dishonest, punk-ass fucking way to argue a point, and really a dishonest fucking effort, period. It's a bigot. It's driven by bigotry. It's not driven by public safety. Fuck you. Don't give me this shit. It's driven by motherfucking bigotry. Too many fucking brown-skinned motherfuckers in this country. And then we bring up Canada. Oh, yeah, we're worried about, illegals coming from Canada, too. They're worried about the fucking brown-skinned people coming in from Canada. All right, what do we got, man? Dr. Alcott delves into the thing. Okay, we'll do that. Did we already download that? Yes, we did. So that's the end of our pre-show. You'll be very happy to know. Where is our... There we are. Okay. Love you.